Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
Do you need some help?
I can't decide what to get.
Well, what do you like to eat?
Well, I like pretzels, but I really like chips.
Well, how much money do you have there? Okay, let's see. 50. Oh, this is a button. $65. Okay, you have 75 cents. So that means you could get anything up in the top row.
I am totally gonna bang Holly. She is cute and helpful, and she really seems into me.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I suck.
They all suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One more time for Majestic at 258. What? Nothing. Let's go live to young Michael Gruber.
Hey, Bug.
Hi, Michael.
Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you my nizzle.
All right, Hardline joins us. Mike Reiner, Corby Davidson. They are not here.
I'm here, Dan.
They sound like they are over there.
Corby?
Yeah, I'm here.
In some kind of a festive atmosphere.
Don't worry, guys. I'm here.
Hello, Snake.
Dan.
Pleasure to talk to you today.
I believe we were at the most festive place that God has ever made, Hooters.
How are the girls like a 40-year-old?
We haven't broke the news to him yet that I'm 40.
Oh, did I just blow your cover? Sorry.
Yeah,
he's like 28, girls. Sorry.
Are you standing on your wallet out there, Snake?
To look taller?
Now, where is the Hooters
work?
That you're...
Krubes gets a Costanza wallet.
Where are you?
Got the phone book.
Arlington, man, right by the stadium.
Ah.
Whichever stadium you would like to imagine.
Maybe we'll swing over.
Can I read an email, Dan?
Queef.
You could read an email.
Queef.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Here comes a... leather-bound King James version. Go ahead.
Wow.
What's his name?
Leather-bound, even. What are my other options, sir? Hardcover?
Go ahead.
Dear Bob and Dan. Subject line, Tom the Genius. Did he really just say, isn't there always at least one college game every week that's a guarantee? Vegas better look out for Flake Boy. Of course, with his level of expertise, he'll probably be barred from every sports book immediately. Just for fun,
yep.
Could Tom give us his college lock of the week every Friday?
Yep.
From P1 Kent. And I think this is a great idea.
Interesting.
When people claim that they've scoured the country for that one guaranteed winner and then they want $20 for you to call and find out what it is. I think Tom, every Friday on Why Today Doesn't Suck, will give you your one guaranteed college winner.
I don't even need to scour the country. Go ahead.
So this week's guaranteed college winner, Tom.
I don't even need to look that far outside of the state of Texas. I'm looking just west, maybe half an hour from where I'm standing right now. I'm looking to Fort Worth. TCU is giving 33 points at home against Texas State. Take those Horn Frogs. That's a lock.
TCU laying 33 to Texas State, ladies and gentlemen. Your first Tom Gribble 100% five-star lock of the week, Dan.
That's right. At Fort Worth, opening their season, 6 p.m., Eamon Carter Stadium.
Okay, we get it, dude.
And you know who's opening for them?
Who's opening for them, Groobs?
Why, Pepper Theft and Lizard Larceny, of course.
No kidding.
Oh,
wow. No kidding. Crap. Where at?
Just a pond?
Oh, they'll be at Old Rips.
I feel so dirty.
Where is that at?
It's right behind the Aardvark.
They're right behind the Pepper.
Oh, that's right by the
campus. Is everything
got to
be sponsored these days? I hear it starts at 1.
That would be awesome.
One.
I know where I'll be.
Well, I'm really spending all the money I'm going to make betting on TCU at the Old Rips at 1 o'clock.
All right.
It's TCU.
TC.
It's all right.
Well, today is Friday, September 18th, the 261st day of the year. There are 104 days left in 2009.
Want to use them for... for all we can.
You know, on this day in 1850,
Mike, to have the nut bet of the week. Somebody used to do that on this station.
How'd that work out?
The what?
The nut bet of the week.
The queef?
And how would that work?
Queef, he would tell you what his nut bet of the week was, which was the sure thing.
And what was what was the percentage on that?
Who did it? Do the voice.
I can't.
Come on.
Nah, I can't.
Was it over 50%?
It was very low.
And did he say...
It was considerably lower than 50%.
Is that like a triple play like Norm gives you every week? Look, guys.
Huh?
Guys.
I guess you could say it was his version of the triple play, except it never worked out nearly as well as the triple play does.
If I could give you two pieces of advice over the weekend, please go to church and lay 300 on the Lions this week to cover the spread.
You take them points.
On this day in 1850, Mike,
God loves you all.
Congress,
including Max Schmeling of the Gold Sheet.
Max Schmeling.
And the Vikings are 3-0 as road favorites in states beginning with M.
Log into carsforkids.org.
Especially Mark Lawrence.
Right, Mark Lawrence.
In 1850, Congress passed the Fugitive Slave Act.
Ooh.
This is being aimed at me?
Which created a force of federal commissioners charged with returning escaped slaves to their owners.
They wanted their property.
Why is this
back?
Aimed at me?
And Mike was in charge of that?
He was the bounty hunter.
And what's the wording on that act, though, Mike?
I don't know. I know nothing of this.
Why would you support that? It seems so bad.
Now, how would you go about doing this, Mike?
I didn't support it. I would not support it. I have never been connected with slaves in any way.
Why are you struggling right now?
I mean, others here have.
You've never been affiliated with slave returns?
No.
Like you got a bad jacket or something?
We've got a return here.
I've never been affiliated with either slave return or slave abduction.
I need extra large.
You may be able to speak on this, Mike. On this day in 1970, rock star Jimi Hendrix died at the age of 27.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he choke on vomit?
I knew I'd outlive him.
Was it
28 girls?
Did you guys still play that night?
They couldn't tell if it was his vomit.
Hey, Mike, when you had Grape Fest?
I think you can dust for vomit.
Can't really dust.
Oh, dear. Did you get kicked out of Grape Fest? Were you guys partying too hard again?
Yeah, we will not be performing at Grape Fest this year.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Sad to report.
I was going to schedule my trip around it because my kids have been insisting that I take them to Petty Theft.
See Petty Theft?
Yes.
They sit at the table, Petty Theft.
Well, you know where you could go.
Where's that, Groups?
Old Rips.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, start about on Lizard Larceny. Then advance him to Pepper Theft, and then that'll get him ready for us, for Petty Theft.
Petty Theft will blow your mind.
That's
Brett,
right.
This is Tom Gribble.
I know.
He's really into the Doors. How much, you ask? Well,
a lot.
It's 1 o'clock.
On a Saturday.
What's he doing?
And
you know, I have an email.
And he's tripping.
Oh, yeah.
That
you got a Doors tattoo yet?
For a little support.
Nope.
Nib one, man. Come on.
Apparently, the Legends of the Game Baseball Museum in Arlington...
Yeah, get a back door tattooed on your arm.
...is being shut down by Tom Hicks.
That's hilarious.
That's right.
Make more room for
help.
Someone who works there wanted me to get out the word that they are trying to keep the Legends Museum open. They would like you to check out SaveTheLegends.com, and they're having a demonstration over the weekend.
Great success.
Really? They are?
Yeah.
What day is today?
I love demonstrations.
Today is the...
Yeah, protest.
19th? So
stop the
tomorrow.
War. Stop the war.
The 19th, from 4 to 6, they're going to demonstrate in front of the Legends Museum. If you would like to support baseball and keep this open, and if you're anti-Hicks sports group, then... you might want to show up. Just check out SaveTheLegends.com if you're interested.
I'll see you there after Pepper Theft closes.
Show them a thing or two about demonstrating.
Is Pepper Theft on tomorrow? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you didn't hear? Them and Lizard Larson are playing Old Rips.
Wow.
Oh, man.
1 o'clock Saturday?
Yeah, right behind the Aardvark.
No kidding.
For serious. Now, Karen emails me.
For serious.
Tara also emailed me the same photo. But they want to wish their friend JC a happy 30th birthday.
Who? What does JC stand for?
Jesus Christ.
It's like JC.
Wow. Right. JZ?
Wow.
Jay-Z? Not JZ. Not a game.
Oh, did you take that last night?
JC.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I immediately deleted it.
Was JC on Leno or something?
Wow, what a booking.
He was on.
What are you, a carpenter? What is that?
Like JC.
By the way, Dan.
Tommy is outing Thomas, but.
He came back?
The museum protest march.
All right, here's a clip.
Tomorrow at 4 p.m. in front of the museum on the south side of the ballpark.
Yeah, I thought I said that.
I thought you said it was just this weekend. Did you say specifically?
Yeah, tomorrow 4 to 6.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I thought that was Tom's appearance.
No, actually, it's before that at 1 o'clock at the whatever.
Old Rips.
Behind the aardvark.
In other birthday news.
I have a birthday, Dan.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
God.
We're going to get some ribs now.
Wow, that's not even borderline racist. That's overtly racist.
It's pretty over the top, dude.
You're supposed to hide your racism. Understand how we do it here. Go ahead.
Today is Arnold Davis's birthday. My man Arnold.
What you talking about, Willis?
To his kid. So happy birthday.
Is that postage stamp or lamp or?
No, it's not postage stamp.
Is it your white friend?
No.
No way, your godfather's kid. That wouldn't be right.
No. Well, I kind of want to reverse different strokes thing. So if anybody white wants me to be their godfather, I will probably kill them I can take their kid.
No, I told you. I want you to be my guy on the will that if, you know, someone has to take care of your kids if you die.
I would love a reverse different strokes.
That if all the white people in the world die, you're first.
Right. You're second.
Well, the world don't move to the beat of your ball drum.
Why are you singing it like that?
All right. Elsewhere, Lance Armstrong is 38.
Now, is his wife Wookie?
A Wookie?
Wookie.
Who is that?
Who's Wookie?
Arnold Davis's wife. Isn't that her name?
Scotty Bowman is 76.
I don't think so.
What are you talking about?
Why would her name be Wookie?
Bud Greenspan is 83.
I don't know a Wookie.
Okay.
I love Green Bud.
I know Mookie.
Tony Kukoc is 41. Chip Banks.
Am I hitting the right spot, Wookie?
Is that a well?
Who? Oh, yeah.
You better believe it. Didn't he have a swim through mill?
You better believe it.
Wow, did he?
What was the last one, Dan?
Rick Pitino is 57.
Whoa, let's back up. There was one in there. Who was it?
Can I get a read back from the court reporter, please?
Scotty Bowman?
No, not that one.
Wookie? Rick Pitino?
No, before him.
Lizard Larceny?
No.
After them.
Chip Banks?
Trying to sneak that mad dog in a meat market past us, huh?
Dude, did you see the Browns made the cover of SI this week?
Face.
As the linebacker is face down as Adrian runs over.
Chip Banks never did that, did he?
Wow.
He's smiling for the camera.
So are they in for the jinx? Are the Browns in for the jinx then?
Yeah, it's reverse if you got killed last week.
They might miss making a Super Bowl with a fumble or something.
Ooh.
Hey, man, that's not cool.
How many carryover Browns are still on the team from the fumble team that going to Denver this
Just
week?
Just seven. Yeah.
Clay Matthews on there.
Benny Thompson.
Ryan Sandberg is 50.
It's like 48.
Philly's great.
Awesome town.
By the way, Rick Pitino is 57th. Is that a somber, like, does the wife really get into it?
is she waking him up in that special way?
Is that a pretty, do they still do the little cake for the kids, but
you
she's
think they're
just
going out to that restaurant for dinner?
Do you think he congratulated
your usual table, Mr. Pitino?
Billy Sims is 54.
That explains the afro.
Snake.
That explains your afro.
Of all the statues in Norman, only one has an absurdly large head.
From Roy's?
No, it's like they were.
They made the Froid a scale.
They were trying to make his statue funny, I thought.
That's not all that's absurdly large, Bob.
What?
What?
Why was that, Corby? Why didn't they make his statue right?
Come on, Corby.
I'd love to talk, but I can't
really
hear.
Was he that great?
Aren't
Billy
you part
Sims?
Of the
yeah.
planning
was he
committee
really
for Norman?
That great?
Next to Adrian.
Considering that in college football, somebody's got to gain the yards.
Next to Adrian, you're looking at, you know what?
We're going. We're saying
he's better than
Adrian now.
Come on,
he's better than Adrian.
Oh, jeez.
You're looking at a surefire Hall of Famer if he hadn't blown out the knee.
He's not even better than Roosevelt.
And his hair.
He went to Texas.
Right.
What about Q? Is he better than Q?
Yeah, I believe Billy's better than Q.
Queef.
Joe Washington.
Is he better than Computer?
Better than Joe Washington, yes. Better than Computer.
Frankie Avalon is 69.
I have a birthday. Can I do it?
Was that directed at me?
Did you do your birthday, Mike, yet?
No.
All right, well, here comes free Brill Cream or something.
Oh, Mike has some birthdays? All right.
I do.
This better be one. I don't want you reading off. You know what? We need to hear emails.
This weekend will be the birthday of Alan Parchman, Chris Arnold,
don't care.
And Jose Gant.
Don't care.
And
do care about
today,
to say,
dude, is the birthday.
I just don't want anybody reading their Facebook
K-Z-E-W.
birthday.
Yeah.
Of the zoo?
Yes.
Don't you have to be alive to have a birthday?
I guess.
Yeah.
How long you been out of work, old man?
Long time.
17 days.
I consider myself very fortunate to be working with a couple of experienced.
You got one, Corby?
Like they are.
Yes. Eight.
Oh God, here we go. Now what is this? Is this Boynton?
Boynton,
Netherland.
Sorry, what?
Is this Boynton?
Is this Wookie?
No, this is 18-year-old.
Goddard or what?
Okay. Jay the
midget.
Be cool.
This is Calvin.
This is somebody from the neighborhood.
Dealer.
Try to get his yard mowed or get babysat or something.
18-year-old Alec.
Oh, that's got to be free bud right there.
Alec,
his beard.
Alec Shurak or Shurak. I'm not sure how to pronounce
Shurak.
It.
It's probably Shurat.
Yeah.
Is he hot?
Hey, Shurak.
Is he the Jesse to your Walt?
yeah. He's my cook. Not only does he cook meth, he plays baseball for Arlington Martin.
Genius.
So, Alex,
that's where Ricky Bell is 42.
Sorry to involve meth.
USC.
Who?
Ricky Bell of?
Bill DeVoe. New edition.
Oh. Robert Blake is 76.
Tampa Bay.
Oh, is he dead?
Oh,
yeah. All right. Ooh. Well, hold that thought then. James Gandolfini is 48.
Wow.
Greatness.
What's he doing with his life?
Oh, there he is.
He's an actor on the stage.
He's done enough already.
Mike, do you know Michael Hossack is 59?
Doobie Brothers drummer.
Look at that. Right. Layup.
Jada Pinkett is 38.
Jada Will Smith.
A little overrated. Seems a little uptight for me.
Too manny.
That's a tight body. Yeah. Nice body. Butterface.
Too mannish.
She's got a new show on TNT called...
Nothing wrong with that.
Hawthorne.
Holly Robinson is 45.
Nothing wrong with that.
Our good friend.
Great friend of ours.
She does Rodney Pete, Eagles quarterback
grade. 21 Jump Street's Judy.
21 Jump Street. She's been on so many failed sitcoms, man. She's
21 Jump
actress.
Street was huge, dude. Johnny
no, I'm not
Depp.
I'm not talking about that.
Johnny Depp was on that. Don't say anything bad about Johnny Depp.
Calm down.
He's talking about
did somebody say bad about Johnny?
All of them she's been on.
Fred Willard is 70.
Genius.
That's genius right there.
Genius.
Thank you.
And now?
Never better than on Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
Which one of you guys said the bad thing about Johnny?
Here's your spare birthday. Oh,
who said the bad thing about Fred Willard?
God Almighty!
Who said Billy Sims was as good as Adrian?
Still hanging around down
to say bad
the
things.
Check the Sports Illustrated,
who said
bro.
Shurak?
Check the Sports Illustrated.
Okay.
Thank you.
You backed me off of that one.
Thank you.
Ken Brett is 61.
You're letting him push you around like that?
I can't
brother
counter the check
George.
The Sports Illustrated.
Did he throw a no-hitter?
Ben Brett?
No, he was a good hitter.
He was a good hitter.
Did he have pine tar and hemorrhoids?
He was a pitcher.
He was.
Chris Holt.
He was a good hitter for a pitcher.
He's 37.
Oh, Dallas guitar player. He's not a spare. He's pretty good.
Now, is that...
Oh, wait a minute. This is Ken Brett's birthday, you say?
Yeah.
Is that...
Oh, really? Is he dead?
Yeah.
Ken Brett is? How'd he die?
Died in 2003 at the age of 55.
No.
I don't believe it.
Oh, man.
Or did he just get canceled at Grape Fest?
After a six-year battle with brain cancer.
Oh, no.
Okay, Bob. Way to go, Bob.
First is Robin Roberts.
Bobby
had a funny haircut, too.
So,
Chris Holt is 37.
What's with the haircut?
Chris Holt.
Dallas musician.
Isn't that Job's son?
Greatness.
Arrested Development.
Mike kicked him out of petty theft.
Or is it Steve Holt?
Did you really, Mike?
Hey, speaking of Dallas musicians, did you really kick him out of...
Richard Huntley, 37.
I didn't kick him out.
Oh, okay.
Richard Huntley.
Don't kick Chris Holt out.
Richard Huntley was 37.
What I tried to do was give him enough hard drive space, and we couldn't.
Ty's listening again.
Brother Mike.
I got interested again.
Daryl Sittler, 59.
Former star.
Once scored 10 points in one NHL game.
I love Adolf
Sittler on the roof.
Sittler, Norm.
6 goals and 4 assists, I believe.
You mean Daryl Adolf Sittler?
Were you a Sittler youth? Hitler on the roof.
Wow, everyone's trying.
Yeah, we are.
Everyone's swatting at the puck. It's in the crease. It's bouncing.
Power play.
And Peter Stastny, 53, since we're on the hockey tip.
Now, let's see. The other brothers were Anton.
Yes.
And Daryl.
And
his other brother, Daryl.
Steve.
Marion.
Well done.
Thank you.
You get a cookie.
Or Steve.
And his son, who plays for
looky,
the Lance.
Looky, here comes
That's
Cookie.
Steve.
Sorry?
That's Steve.
Steve Stastny.
Queef
Stephanie,
yes.
Born on this day now dead.
You're looking for Paul.
Born on this day now dead.
Queef's a nickname.
Ken Brett.
Sorry, Ken.
Oh, Robert Flake. Harvey Haddix.
Petty Theft at Grape Fest.
Dennis Johnson.
Oh, no.
Petty Theft at Grape Fest.
Pepperdine.
Chris Holt in Petty Theft.
And Greta Garbo.
Wow, Mike.
Why, what? Oh, that's right. That was Mike's first nocturnal emission.
Wasn't that the poster in the bedroom, the Greta Garbo?
No.
Yeah, flashlight.
No. Was that?
She had some gams.
Just turning it on and off.
She's gone.
Was that Mae West?
Yeah, I was more of a Mae West guy.
Going in a pool.
Did you kind of look in the mirror and try to play Mae West? Lucky him.
Va, 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 voom.
All right, Dennis. Jimmy Hendrix.
Enjoyed watching him mimic Ann Margaret the other night.
What now? Oh, yeah. On Mad Men?
Yeah.
Okay. I enjoyed Ann Margaret humor.
Dead on the Stay Still Dead, Jimi Hendrix, and wait for it, Bob Hayes.
Well, do we have the open letter?
Tyler?
That's why today doesn't suck.
An open letter to bring him back?
Now, how would an open letter accomplish that?
I don't know. I thought that's where you were going with this. You're the one that comes up with all that off-the-wall crazy stuff.
Yep, I'm the one.
No doubt about that.
It's always you.
All right. Thank you. It's Norm. Settle down. Thank you to Majestic. And thank you to T-Speed. And the Hardline is coming up next.
Hi, this is George DeJohn.